T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
NFL super agent Drew Rosenhaus. Heard every week exclusively on the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. Brought to you by JM Lexus, your Lexus Plus dealer online at jmlexus.com.
All right, let's go right to him. The combine is over. A lot of good stuff to get to coming out of that. Drew Rosenhaus joins us this morning. Drew, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. Doing well. Looking forward to Monday at 12 o'clock is the beginning of negotiations for the unrestricted free agents. And then on Wednesday at 4 p.m. is when players can start to visit and sign with teams. So there'll be an awful lot of negotiations on Monday and Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, you'll see a flood of signings.
Well,
it's an action-packed couple of days coming up to be an NFL agent for sure.
Well, speaking of that, we want to ask you, because it's been a hot topic coming out. Darius Geis, NFL interview, came out and was asked, like a lot of these guys, hey, what kind of questions were you asked in all these NFL interviews? And he talked about, are we still have teams asking guys, are you gay? Do you like women? Is your mom, the personal stuff that's been asked, are you surprised that this is still going on, or is this to throw guys off because you guys have coached them up so much on the question stuff?
I haven't had any clients. We had 9 guys at the combine and they all got a lot of interviews, and Connor Williams, who's one of our clients, who's one of the top tackles, he met with 26 teams. Rashawn Evans, one of our guys, who's one of the top players in the draft from Alabama, he met with 23 teams. And none of our clients mentioned any questions like that. So I'm not questioning whether or not the question was asked, but I haven't heard that. And my take on it, guys, is that, you know, playing in the NFL is a great opportunity. It's a great job. At the same time, there's never any reason for a team to badger a player, be rude, be insulting. That is not necessary to evaluate a player's character. There's so many other ways to do it. I don't approve of teams that try psychologically to either berate a player or break them down or create a reaction. I just don't think with the NFL, it should be about that. I mean, these are young men in their early 20s who, you know, are very talented. And listen, you know, they should be recruited as well. I mean, it's not just, you know, let's get to the bottom of these guys. If you don't think the player is the type of guy that you want to bring in your locker room, that's up to you. But I don't think that you should torment a player or play psychological warfare. And frankly, I didn't have any clients complain to me about that. Otherwise, I would have taken it up.
Right.
That particular team.
Oh, you wouldn't take it to the league. You would go to that specific team and go, what's up? Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, okay. You know, of course, I've got a good relationship with every NFL organization. And if I had a client who came out of a meeting and said, hey, this particular team was really rough on me, you know, they were out of line, I would definitely talk to them about that.
Drew, this has been a pretty active non-kind of NFL...
handshakes.
Yeah, the handshake season so far, trade season so far. You hear about all these trades are going to go through when the season starts, like you said, on Monday or next Wednesday when everything can finally be finalized. Is this the weirdest kind of beginning of the start of the new season you've ever seen?
Yeah, in the 30 years that I've been an agent, I can't think of so many major trades that have taken place. Not minor ones, but big ones.
Yeah.
You know, the Dolphins obviously were involved in this with Robert Quinn. the Dolphins traded a fourth-round pick to get Robert Quinn from the Rams. You know, the Rams themselves have been so active. They traded for Marcus Peters. They got him from Kansas City. Of course, you know, they were just involved in acquiring Aqib Talib. Michael Bennett was traded from Seattle to Philadelphia. Jeez. I mean, it's just been Alex Smith is traded, you know, from the Chiefs to the Washington Redskins. It's just been stunning to see the volume of huge trades with signature players. And it doesn't sound like it's done. You know, you hear that Tyrann Mathieu from Arizona may be on the block, and potentially a player like Richard Sherman or Earl Thomas from the Seahawks, Torrey Smith from the Philadelphia Eagles potentially could be traded. There's just a tremendous amount of potential movement before we even get to Monday. I didn't even mention Alec Ogletree, another trade by the Rams. I mean, the Rams have been really, really active. Now, this is a copycat league, and Howie Roseman, the general manager from the world champion Eagles, he made a bunch of deals last year. And over the last two seasons, he traded to get Carson Wentz. He made one trade after another. I just think people are really following his lead. You know, if you look at their team, they acquired so many players within a year to 2 year span that it's my belief that other clubs are imitating his aggressive style.
Hey, Drew, I wanted to ask you about pro days coming up. You ever tell any of your clients, have you ever told any of your clients not to do certain things at the combine and just do them all at pro day? Is that a big deal one way or the other?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, if we have a client who is nursing an injury or is not 100% healthy, we tell them that they should, you know, do their workout at their pro day when you've got more time to get well. Sometimes the guy gets banged up, like Braxton Berrios is one of our clients, and he was bench pressing at the combine, and he strained his pectoral muscle, his chest, and he got medically excluded. And he'll do his workout. RJ McIntosh did not work out at the combine because he is dealing with a health issue, and he'll be ready for his pro day. So with all of that, I'm constantly advising guys to pick and choose what they do. Now, of course, we had a number of guys who did everything at the combine, and that's because they're healthy. And if you are healthy, you should go ahead and get it out of the way and work out at the combine. But if you're not, then, you know, save it for your pro day. That's why they have pro days.
Drew, we're about to embark next week, like you said, on Monday and Wednesday when everything starts and it gets finalized on a quarterback that is going to probably break the bank when it comes to Kirk Cousins and get a ton of money from one of these couple teams that have a lot of money there. Could Kirk set the precedent going forward when it comes to guaranteed money? And I know a lot of these guys, guaranteed money is one of those big things that the NFLPA you know, would love to get done for all the players, but it's very tough with the injury situation. Could Kirk kind of change things for a lot of the players in the NFL right now?
Well, yeah, and this is how the league works. You know, Cousins, I think, is potentially going to become the highest-paid quarterback in the NFL, probably will. And, you know, you're going to have a guy like Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan, for example, who are already discussing contracts that are obviously better quarterbacks than Kirk Cousins and are going to want to get paid more than he is. So there's no doubt that he's going to set a precedent that superior players are going to get better deals. I mean, that's how the NFL works contract-wise. You know, it's like a ladder. You climb the rung. You know, guys set a precedent, and then you know, players come and beat it. It's as simple as that. And that'll definitely happen this offseason.
Drew, I want to ask you real quickly about Jarvis Landry. You've watched this whole thing like we have. I have absolutely no clue except he officially has the tag on him. And we've heard rumors that he's being known as a slot receiver, which is going to hurt him. He wants to get paid like Antonio Brown and Julio Jones and the rest of those guys. Do you think it affects him? You have any idea what the price tag on the open market might be for a 4 or 5 year contract for Jarvis Landry?
You know, I wouldn't pretend to know what he and his representative are looking for. But you know, one thing that helps him is that he was franchised. He did sign the franchise tender. That's $16 million. So evidently the Dolphins felt that he was worth that amount for this season. So I can understand why his representative would push to get that on a multi-year basis, or certainly something close to that. You know, if you use the franchise tag on a player, you should be prepared to pay him within that vicinity. It shouldn't be a vehicle that a team uses purely to trade a guy. It should also be a barometer for what a multi-year contract should look like, in my opinion. Now, whether or not the Dolphins and Landry can agree on a deal in that range, we know he's scheduled to make $16 million a year this year. Perhaps he and his representative want to make $16 million a year moving forward, which I don't think is unreasonable from an agent standpoint. That's why we have the franchise tag. Frankly, I don't know whether or not the Dolphins plan on paying that on a multi-year basis, and I'm not sure whether there's another team out there. Yeah. You know, the odds are that Landry will be back with the Dolphins this year, at least on the one-year contract, and play on this franchise tag, and then moving forward, see what happens. You know, but the Dolphins do have until the middle of July to work out a long-term deal with him. And there's also the possibility that another team, they've been given permission to seek a trade, meaning he and his representative, perhaps they'll find a deal from another team. But right now, the most likely scenario is that he comes back and plays with the Dolphins on the franchise tag. That would be the most likely scenario at this point.
Might have to patch up some relationships.
Yeah, might have to make a couple of phone calls before
that
happens.
Going back to ex-wife.
You know what? Probably not have to try that hard. And let me tell you why, because, you know, Landry has every incentive to have a great season and have a great relationship with the team, and so that he can set himself up for the long haul. You know, he's not going to,
in my opinion, I don't think he's going
to look to create a wedge. I think that, you know, the two sides will come together and make 2018 a great season for everybody, particularly if the Dolphins are going to be making him one of the highest paid players in the history of their organization.
Someone who every season should be eligible for the franchise tag is...
Well, he's the highest paid guy, the guy you're going to say.
Yeah,
he's
Jim Dunn, J.M. Lexus. Talk about that franchise.
And J.M. Lexus is the only Lexus Plus dealership in the Southeast United States. In fact, there's only 13 Lexus Plus dealerships in the entire country. And J.M. Lexus right here in South Florida, right off of the Turnpike on Sample Road, is the one and only Lexus Plus dealership. And you may wonder, what is Lexus Plus and what does that mean? Well, it's a very unique concept in buying an automobile. And it is where there is a set price. It is not negotiable, which is you get the best deal right out of the gate. Bottom line, their bottom line price, dealer cost, no added costs, and you don't have to worry about working something out or spending hours haggling or going back and forth, and you know you're getting the best deal, number one. Number two, they make it so easy for you from there to follow through with your automobile purchase or your truck, new or pre-owned. They've got the best inventory. You're just going to deal with one dedicated sales consultant. He's going to help you process the sales and the financing. He's going to help you get set up with your service. He or she is going to help you get set up with you know, you're driving that vehicle right out of the dealership and following up with them. How great is that? You know, for as long as I can remember, buying a new car or truck or pre-owned was such a hassle with negotiations and all the different people you deal with, assistant sales managers and finance specialists and all. That's out. That's out the window at JM. One person, one price, takes care of you. That's why it's called Lexus Plus. Go see for yourself why this is the new wave of the future today in 2018.
Drew, thank you, man.
Make sure that phone is charged up for Monday, Drew.
You get that thing ready. It's going to be busy next week. Thanks,
yes,
Drew.
Yes, you will, guys. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.